This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details. Sam and Lucy on FUBAR.
Excuse me, can I please talk to you for a minute?
Because I'm not cool enough to know any of the DJs there. Well, it's absolutely boiling outside. I'm sweating my nips off in the studio. It's like a really hot ghost town. Everyone's at Edinburgh, but we will help with your comedy Edinburgh FOMO blues. We'll keep you company, guys. Don't worry. How are you, Sam?
I'm well, although you did start the show with lies.
Lies?
I wasn't at a festival last weekend at all.
Yeah, you were, weren't you?
No, this festival you speak of does exist. It is going to happen, but it's the wrong weekend.
Wait, I thought it was last weekend.
Well, I said to you a few weeks ago that I'm heading to this festival in Brighton.
Yeah.
Is that where you got it from?
Yeah.
Okay. Last weekend I went to Brighton.
Yeah.
But not for the festival.
Oh, this shows how much I listen to you, doesn't it?
I went to Brighton simply because it's a nice place.
For the bands and because I wasn't there last weekend.
Well, I have friends in the Brighton area, so I thought, why not?
Yeah, wait till Lucy goes, then you'll go down.
No, I did say to you.
You did. And that's exactly what you've done. I'm there. I live there. I'm there all of the time. And you decided to turn up when I'm not there that one weekend.
No, but I did say to you, are you in Brighton, you know, the place you live, that weekend? Because I wouldn't mind meeting up for a coffee or some lunch or... Are you struggling with the headphones?
I'm not going to lie, I'm pulling a lot of faces at you because that's why the intro was kind of funny, guys, because all I can hear is...
Right, lift music. Lucy's just changing headphones.
Quick change.
Right, stay with us. It's Foo Bar Radio. It's five minutes past six. We'll be back.
Bar. Oh, I'm a Lucy show.
Is that any better?
I mean, that's a delight.
That's better, is it?
That's so much nicer. It sounded like there was a vole dying in my ears.
Yeah, we have had problems with those headphones before, so I don't know why I thought it was okay to give you them.
Is that one of your practical jokes, Sam?
It's not one of my practical jokes. I just thought that they would be fine on this occasion. I mean, I don't know why.
I definitely wasn't distracted in the first 30 seconds of the show, you know, trying to do a genuine intro and all I could hear is...
Well, you could have just took them off.
Well, no, because then it would have been like, hi, welcome to Foo... Oh.
Why?
Sorry, guys, I've got to stop a minute. That's awful.
No, you could have just took the headphones off.
I feel like it's ruined before it's even begun. My headphones aren't working. I'm sweating so bad. There's probably a patch on the chair. Like, this is horrible.
It is quite warm in here, isn't it?
I'm so hot. Yeah. I'm dying.
We need to talk to somebody about that. It's getting, like, beyond a joke.
You know you get, like, Kickstarter and Indiegogo and stuff?
Sorry?
Indiegogo and Kickstarter and all of them.
Are these, like, ticket websites?
Right, the listeners know what I'm on about. Well, you get those websites where crowdfunding...
Right, I've seen them, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Can we do one of them for FUBAR to buy some flipping air conditioning?
No, there is some next door and there's one in here, but we just can't turn it up very high because then we get...
Okay, silent aircon must exist.
Well, no, this one does silent, but it's just not very powerful at all when it is silent.
Surely Dyson has, like, invented something like that. They
He's
can
good,
do all
that
their
James,
magic.
Isn't he?
All them air magic, I call it.
Oh. Really good. You know those things you try your hands in and it's like, it's good.
And
then
it comes out and they're dry.
Really good. If you get closer to that aircon, you will actually feel there is something coming out of it. It's kind of like cold air, but just not much of it.
Okay, well, during each song, I will do a quick run over to the aircon machine.
Yep.
Cool myself off.
That's the corner I like to dance in during the records.
Oh, that's why you gravitate to the corner. I'm on the hot side. Sam's on the cool side. Oh, wait. No, damn it. That makes you sound cool.
Why, because I'm on the hot side?
I was like, no, I said you're on the cool side, I'm on the hot side. Okay. But then that makes me sound hot.
There you go.
So I'm okay with that.
There is also a window in this studio, just to give you the full picture, ladies and gentlemen listening at home. But that window has to remain closed, because we, here at FUBAR Towers, are right next to a road. It's not the busiest of roads, however, there is the odd motorbike.
There is the thing, though, because Sam likes to play a lot of hip young people music that has, like, cars and motorbike sound effects. Effects?
What song have I ever played that has car and motorbike?
You know, it's got, like, at the start. Like, all your hip ones that are like, come on.
I don't know if I ever play anything like that.
Yeah.
Really?
Let me tell you now.
Is that what I... Right, okay.
That reminds me.
Go on.
You know we love a feat here.
We do love a feat, yeah. There's
feet
some feats coming up later in the show.
Oh, there's some
feats.
Yeah. My friend genuinely, we had this conversation the other day, thought it was fiat.
What do you mean?
As in feat, F-E-A-T.
Yes.
Full stop.
Yeah.
He thought it was fiat and that it was a DJ.
You're kidding me.
I'm not, I swear to God.
So when he sees...
I promise you that's true.
Calvin Harris, fiat... Disciples, he's thinking there's three of them.
Yeah, honestly.
There's three people involved in this.
I swear to God this is true. And he thought that it was this, like, really amazing DJ that's just everywhere, like a Calvin Harris-y type who's just...
Who's working with everyone.
Who's been around for years.
But this fiat must be great at, like, a number of genres, because a lot of people are featuring Luce.
I mean, you get that in opera and stuff.
You must do.
But this is the thing, because he doesn't really listen to much, like, typical feat music.
Okay. What is the typical feat music? Is it like R&B? Oh, it certainly was maybe five years ago, but now maybe... It's Calvin Harris's thing, isn't it?
Dance, electro, R&B,
rap.
House, rap.
Okay.
Those kind of things.
Like pop music, effectively.
Yeah, music.
Just music, full stop, that the young people are listening to. I accept that there is a lot of music out there, but the genres that we've just touched upon there... Basically, that is pop music in 2015,
okay,
isn't it?
Yeah, but we missed out, like, rock and indie and folk and country and soul.
No, but if we are talking about
reggae.
What is popular right now...
Yes, okay, fine. Rock and indie are popular. You can't say... And folk. Folk's really in right now. It's cool to like folk.
All I'm saying is take a look at that top 50. It's top 40.
Yeah.
How many of those are going to be rock bands?
Right, I'm not denying that. All I'm saying is that my friend thinks that it's fiat and artists, because he mainly listens to kind of more, like... cool, funky, bluesy stuff.
Okay, like where the artists are talented enough to do it on their own.
They normally just have their name.
Of course.
And maybe like so-and-so with the so-and-sos.
Ah, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's a bit of that, and then, or it's a band name, and it's just a band name. So he doesn't listen to much Fiat music, but he really likes his stuff.
And how did he explain the brackets? Because it's obviously often bracketed, isn't it, Feet? Did he just think that was like a decision that Fiat made about...
Honestly, we were driving along the other day, three of us, me and my friend who's not a moron.
Okay.
And the moron.
Right.
He listens as well. I'm sorry, moron. You're not a moron. But
well,
you are
a bit. Yeah, with this particular thing, you're moronic.
And me and my other friend were driving along and we were doing a bit of mock, like, you know, him, Feet, Lucy, and I was doing all my... You know I'm really good at the come on.
You are quite good at the come ons, yeah.
Let's go.
Right. I think we'll hear a bit of that later on.
Come on.
There's not really anything we can play right now, but when we get to a Naughty Naughties tune, I want some of that from you, if that's okay.
Oh my God, yes, please.
Perfect.
Yeah. Come on.
No, let's not do it now. Let's save it for about 10 minutes time.
I like the Yeah and Justin Timberlake.
Which one's that?
The sexy back. Yeah.
Oh, Timbaland. We discussed Timbaland's his kind of rapping along to songs before, haven't we?
Yeah.
Because have you heard Justin Timberlake's Cry Me a River?
Have I heard it?
Okay, well, sorry, stupid question.
That's a stupid question, Sam.
But can you imagine in your head right now what Timbaland brings to that record?
Oh, I'm trying to cry me a river. What is he doing it?
I'm trying to think myself now. I built it up quite big, but he does offer quite a lot in that record. Right, I'll find it now, because he does offer...
Cry me a river. What is he doing that? What is it?
Oh. Something like that.
Oh.
Basically, he's
like a
super producer.
Old dog.
He's getting that way, isn't he, Timbaland? Is that okay to say?
I think so. I don't think he's listening, mate.
That's true. He's probably never heard of us.
If he is, he's never coming on the show now.
Do you know what, Timbaland? Not that fuss, mate. Yeah, I've had a good album since, what? Justified?
Yeah!
Circa 2005?
Whoa!
10 years ago, Timbaland, take a step back, there's new kids on the block. Hello?
Like Fiat,
yeah, have you heard of him? He's worked with Will.i.am and Calvin Harris in the same year, what? What are you saying, Timbo?
Fiat's worked with Estelle, man. He's cool. Anybody that's worked with Estelle gets respect.
Has he? Fiat's worked with Estelle?
Estelle?
No, well, not really, has he? You mean Estelle's featured on a record?
Yeah, Fiat.
Can you believe this?
What?
Justin Timberlake's Cry Me a River is not on the FUBAR system.
What?
Can we start a petition? This will be the second petition of the day.
For goodness sake.
We want... What do we want? We want
air conditioning. Cold air conditioning.
That's the key. Cold air conditioning. Air conditioning that works. We need that at FUBAR HQ. We also need a copy of Justin Timberlake's critically acclaimed record.
Cry Me a River.
It's a banger.
It is a tune.
Brings about a lot of memories for me, that.
Good or bad?
Very good. I can just picture me and my good friend Jack Bond.
Hi, Jack.
In the back of his dad's car, because of course we were about eight.
Hi, Jack's dad.
Peter.
Hi, Peter.
Shout out Pete Bond. We were listening to that record on our way to play a football fixture on the other side of Stoke-on-Trent.
Nice.
Sunday morning listening that. We were singing a little arts out.
Oh, bless your cotton socks.
I know.
That is cute. It's a tune.
It is a tune. Do you have any particular memories of Cry Me a River?
No, I have good memories of Senorita.
See, that one kind of passed me by when I was little.
Whoa!
Yeah.
What?
A little bit. Obviously, I've come to know it now because that's the one where it goes, ladies, good morning, gentlemen, good night, or something. Is that right?
That is the least cool thing I've ever heard anyone.
No, but that's right, isn't it?
Let me hear you now. I don't know what I think about.
Really leaving with you, fellas. Did I see that one?
Yeah, chaps.
Chaps. I'm not leaving with you. I'm going to leave with the ladies, so I'll see you at breakfast. Is that what he says? Something like that.
Yeah, that's it. That's
okay.
It, yeah.
If you have any other Justin Timberlake anecdotes, you can get in touch at FUBAR Radio on Twitter. What are you on Twitter?
Luciana Gray, Gray with an A, not with an E.
I'm at Sam_Hutt. You can tweet me if I like. Probably won't get back to you.
Yeah, we don't really go on Twitter.
I don't have many followers. It's not like I'm some kind of Harry Styles character.
To be honest, I don't even have the FUBAR. What's it called? What's that thing? What's this I'm holding?
An iPad.
iPad. I don't even have the FUBAR iPad.
I think it's been stolen.
Shut up. Do you reckon it's James Acaster?
Oh, seriously, where is it?
It's not in here.
Oh,
Right, who at FUBAR would steal an iPad?
Hugh Joseph, straight up.
Straight up Hugh.
Well, when I came in, it was Hugh's... It was his cart wall, as they call it, open. It basically means Hugh was last in here. He does the Friday social. The idea of that show loose, it's Friday, we'll have a laugh. Well, you know, have a few drinks as
banter.
We do the radio. Yeah, we'll welcome in the weekend. Well, Hugh, you took it too far, mate. Way too far. You can't go around stealing iPads.
Oh, my God, we should go after him.
What, me and you, after Hugh?
Yeah, we could take him.
Well, there was an incident the other week when I thought I wanted to take him. He was pictured with Rudimental. Yeah.
That's cool.
At a certain festival in the centre of London.
That's very cool.
Him and the four blokes from Rudimental. And I was thinking, Hugh, that could have been my gig, mate. Hand over the football microphone. That could have been me with Rudimental.
Did you take the picture on the iPad?
I think it was Adam Johnson. You know the guy who presents, spoiler alert, here at FUBAR.
I do indeed.
Right, he went along with Hugh. He took the picture.
So maybe he took the iPad.
Possibly, yeah.
Plot thickens.
There you go.
I still think it was James Acaster.
Do you reckon he's looking to Edinburgh?
Yeah.
Possibly.
Because I can't find it anywhere, so I reckon someone in the Edinburgh gang has taken it up there.
Could, because I think they have gone now.
I wish I was in Edinburgh.
You're going later on in the month, aren't you?
I am, I'm going for the last week of the month, but I wish I was there now.
Yeah, well, what will you be doing about this show when we're there? When you're there, by the way? Like?
I'll do a show up there. We'll Skype.
We can't Skype.
We'll Skype it.
We can't, it won't work. We need eye contact.
I might replace you with a funny person from Edinburgh.
Okay, so for one funny person to another. I will hand over the funny baton.
Yes, that's exactly what I was getting at, Sam.
I think we should probably discuss where we were last week, because we've both got apologies to be made.
Right, I'm sorry about last week.
Yeah, what's going on?
I went to my brother's wedding.
Well, that's a pretty good excuse, to be fair.
Like, I'm sorry, everybody, but I'm not going to be missing that as much as I love this show. I'm not missing my big brother's wedding. They've been together for 11 years.
Fair enough. Certainly don't miss your own, right?
Don't miss my own wedding.
Don't miss your own wedding.
I won't be doing that.
And I think if there's any other wedding that you shouldn't miss, are family members.
Yeah.
So I'll let
brother,
you off.
Brother, sister, mother, father. Don't miss any of those.
Despite the wedding, though, we did actually plan to do a show, didn't we? I knew full well that you were going off to this wedding.
I know.
And then I think I got a text that it was about 8 o'clock Sunday morning.
Sharp.
Was it? Or was it Saturday night? I can't actually remember now.
It was actually Saturday because what had happened was...
Yeah.
Someone was meant to be moved, because I've been moving house as well.
Yeah, she's got a lot going on.
I have a lot going on, guys. I'm really busy. It's a miracle I'm here for you.
Come on.
Okay, fine. No, I'm not that busy. And then last Sunday, somebody was meant to be basically carting my stuff from one house to the new house. And basically, the removal guys were like, oh, we've had a massive issue. We've got to stay at this other client's. We can't come to Monday. And I was like, but it has to be Sunday because I'm getting the keys. Oh, my God.
Right, okay. So basically,
I had
like,
to go back to Brighton and move all my stuff.
On the Saturday?
On the Sunday, after the wedding.
Oh, okay.
It was horrendous.
Because you were hungover, perhaps? Because you'd been
tired,
dancing?
I was hungover, I was upset because I was looking forward to the show.
Right.
And then I ended up just carting all my stuff to my new flat, but my new flat's a delight, so it's okay.
Can we talk about the wedding, briefly? Because...
Shoot, it was a great wedding. Oh, my God.
You know a lot about weddings.
I do. I'm going to loads. I've got another one in 2 weeks.
And I'm very jazzed about this, because basically, I like weddings. From what I know about them, I'm not a fan of organised fun, but I feel like weddings, kind of the rules go out the window a little bit, don't they? Everyone just acts like idiots.
Everyone just like, this is the one time this group of people is going to be together.
Exactly.
It's literally the only time that certain group of people will be in the same room, normally drunk, normally had some quite nice food.
Yeah.
All dressed to the nines.
And also, the only pressure is on those two people.
Yeah.
Everyone else turning up there is playing second fiddle.
Oh,
no matter who you are.
This is the thing. This was the great thing about the wedding. So it's my brother's wedding.
Right.
And we're super close.
You and your brother?
Yeah, yeah. We're really close. So it meant that I was like part of the like... So I wasn't a bridesmaid, but I was part of the wedding party. So I was at the top table. I had to do the entrance with the ushers. Had to do a whole dance.
Okay. What do you mean?
Which was fantastic. So basically...
Oh, God. It was a YouTube moment.
No, it wasn't like
good.
That. No, this
Did
is the
you
thing about
try and set up a dance to go viral?
No, God, no, it wasn't like that. It was just us having a laugh. Because the good thing is, we're all friends with each other.
Okay.
So it was just us messing about. It wasn't, like, cheesy or anything. That was the whole thing about the day. It was very kind of... It was very classy and looked good. But it was also just, you know, it wasn't pretentious. And everyone was just having a laugh, getting drunk. But, yeah, and so I was part of the wedding and everything. And I got all the bonuses. And in every speech, me and my sister got mentioned.
That's nice.
Everyone was super nice and everything. And everyone got us drinks. But we didn't have any responsibilities.
Perfect.
I mean, all I had to do was the church reading, which clearly I like the sound of my own voice, so that was fine.
Right, so explain that to me, because obviously this kind of goes over my head, because when the last wedding I went to, I turned up in a Teddy Smith t-shirt, which, let me just tell you, didn't have a collar.
Sam!
Yep, I had Adidas...
You reprobate.
Sorry, but this is how I turned up to wedding. Football under my right arm, ready to go at any point. Just, no, because...
Emergency football!
Just, when you're that age, though...
I love it when kids do that.
I was...
How old were you?
Perhaps 13 or 14. So I'm so I'm getting to the end of that phase of you can acceptably carry football for all times. But when you're that age, you do.
Hang on. That's not getting to the end of the acceptable age. That is way past the... I thought you were going to say 8.
No, that's... Really? Are you kidding me?
If you're in secondary school, you should be expected to wear proper clothes and not carry a football around with you.
No, I was... My mum said it was
13, 14?
And I wore just... It was just a brown t-shirt, khaki shorts, white trainers, and my emergency Premier League football.
Were you a very immature 14-year-old?
I don't think so. I think I was, just like any other 14-year-old. But given the option... If my mum says to me, do you want to put on a shirt that you've never worn before, or do you want to put on your favourite t-shirt... that you've just bought from Scott's, and have you got your football with you? I'm going to go for that T-shirt, aren't I?
Yeah, but 14's quite old, man.
Nah, it's fine. It was fine. It was the wedding of my mum's cousin, and she was cool.
Okay.
But what I mean is, back then, I didn't have any responsibility because I was a kid.
Yeah.
But it did mean I couldn't drink. I was just outside playing football with
my
uncle.
You need to go to a wedding and see what it's like. You need to come to one. I'm going to loads. Come to one of mine.
Right, well, how's that going to work? Because I don't know anybody else there. That's not fair, is
you
it?
Want to be, you can be my plus one.
Right, okay. But that has, connotations, doesn't it?
I'll just tell everybody you're gay.
That's fine. Oh, yeah, I can
do that.
Okay. I mean, that's your go-to rather than he's my boyfriend.
Well...
Would that be too many questions?
I don't want anybody to be thinking that.
Okay.
Why?
Oh, I've got a good job.
Because I turn up in my lovely dress and my hat and my heels, and you turn up in your bloody T-shirt and football.
Yeah, that's true. Although I could make a World Cup football. You know, that'd be a nice one.
The wedding I go to, he does love football. And he's very sporty, and I've never seen him in anything smart.
See,
so he'd probably appreciate it.
I've talked about what my wedding would be like.
Yes.
And that is one of the things I'd have. There'd be an 11-a-side match.
Oh, that'd be so good.
Imagine that. Bride's family and friends against groom's family.
Oh, that's such
friends.
A good idea. That's a really good idea.
Bride could
that.
Referee. Perfect.
Who's going to get married first? You or me? Because I might nick that idea.
No, you can do it, because I'll be your best man, so that is absolutely fine.
You will. You'll be my best person.
But on the whole, it's success.
It was amazing. Best day ever.
Did you take it too far? Because we've said you had no responsibility. We said that all pressure is on bride and groom. However...
Well, I didn't.
Okay.
Some of my relatives may have.
All right, okay, we want to hear this.
I was very controlled.
Okay.
And, you know, it got... So it all sort of... ended between 1 and 2.
How is that for a wedding? Is that about right?
I think that's kind of all right to late.
Okay, because I feel like for people our age, and I hate to say it, I hate to be ageist, but 1 to 2 is now kind of the beginning slash the middle of the night.
Middle
isn't
of
it?
The night. Yeah. Yeah.
However, to my mum and dad, that is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Why would anybody want to be up at that time? My dad cannot comprehend the
especially
idea.
Especially when the wedding, you know, starts at 1 or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, so my brother's 30 and all his mates are late 20s, early 30s.
Okay.
So
good
know,
age.
Isn't that a good age?
Great
I'm
age
very
to get married.
Of them all. I was loving joining in. I was like, oh, you're grown-ups, but you're still fun. I felt so young. But it was kind of, when it got to about midnight, I was starting to be a little bit more sensible because we had all been dancing and stuff since 8. And some of my relatives were getting a bit... Basically, my mum is 1 of 10.
Right.
And they all turned up en masse at about 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Which was good fun. And my sister's boyfriend may have got quite drunk, which was hilarious. So I was kind of looking after everybody.
But the drunk boyfriend?
A little bit, yeah. No one was it wasn't too bad. There was no vomit or anything like that. But there was a lot of drunken lolloping around.
I feel like sometimes the vomiting is better than the stage before. Do you know what I mean? If you're vomiting,
I know what you mean.
If you're vomiting, at least you're only vomiting. It could be worse.
Yeah, you know my friend that I said to Moram.
Yeah.
Got a text from him this morning.
Okay, want to hear it?
He said last night was mental, and I said why? What happened? He went, chundered everywhere to like a virgin.
Why that song?
I don't know, but that's what he sent me, and I was like, "Come on, mate, feet Madonna."
Well, is it feet Madonna?
No, it's just Madonna. Just Madonna. She doesn't need a Fiat. She doesn't need Fiat's help.
Do you reckon it was that record that made him go? Like, he's feeling a bit queasy. He's had too much to drink. Oh, and then Madonna
goes. And that comes on, and he can't deal with that amount of cheesiness. And he's like, oh, Madonna, just stop.
Yeah, that would do the same to me.
I can't imagine you're a Madonna fan.
It's just not my cup of tea, mate. I mean, Avicii's even worked with her, and that couldn't...
I don't like Madonna. Was it Phil Jupiter's once said about her? Lucky karaoke singer.
There you go. And there's a lot of people in the music industry just like that, isn't there?
Exactly, and she is one of them.
There was an incident once where a friend of mine, I'll say a friend, like an acquaintance.
Okay.
I'd shake his hand if I saw him loose, I would.
Okay.
But he now
thanks for clarifying.
He grew up near me, he's in the year below me at school, but he does now live in London, and he once tweeted a celebrity.
Right.
I'm not going to name them, but he tweeted that person at somebody.
Right.
Is an example of it's not what you know, it's who you know.
Oh my God, and did they reply?
They did.
Who was it? Please tell me.
It was example. So Jack, my friend, tweets example. At example is the perfect example of it's not what you know, it's who you know.
That's really funny.
Now Jack's surname...
Oh, I quite like example.
But you can see what Jack's saying.
Oh yeah, he's right, completely. Yeah. But
he's a great character example, but is singing his biggest talent? I'm not sure.
Probably not.
Exactly. So Jack's second name, I don't know whether it's unfortunate or not, but his surname is Donkin. So example replied, at least my surname isn't Donkin.
Is that all he said? He didn't even make a joke.
There's no joke. Just at Jack Donkin, at least my surname isn't Donkin. That's all he said. Right, the time's 26 minutes past 6. This is Fubar Radio. Sam and Lucy with you till 8. Should we do this, Luce?
Come on.
Lucy's naughty, naughty's tune.
Yeah.
Better tell us what it is. No, but what is it?
Missy Elliott.
Well done, mate. Yeah. Some new shit. Yeah. Give me some new shit. Yeah.
Give me some new shit. Yeah. Give me some new shit. Missy be putting it down. I'm the hottest round. I told y'all mother... Y'all can stop me now. Listen to me now. I'm lasting 20 rounds. And if you want me, then come on get me now. Yes. Is you with me now? Yes. Then biggie, biggie bounce. Yes. I know you dig the way I switch my style.
Holla, holla.
People sing around. Yes. Now people gather around. Yes. Now people jump around. Go. Get your freak on. 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 Go. You don't know, me and Timberland been high since 20 years ago. What the dealio, now what the drillio. You wanna battle me, then let me know. Got the feeling, son, let me throw you some. People, here I come, now sweat me when I'm done. We got the radio shook like we got a gun.
Sound Street.
Missy Elliott featuring Luciana Gray.
Thank you, please.
Sam and Lucy on FUBAR.
6:30 on your Sunday evening. I hope you've enjoyed your weekend and the great weather out there.
Yeah, so great.
I can't speak for the whole of the country, but I can tell you where I am. It's sunny.
It's sunny near Caledonian Road. Ooh, that's where we are. We're near there. How exciting.
If you're listening in Hull and the weather's crap, get to London.
Yeah, or Brighton. It's boiling down there today.
Yeah, go to anywhere where it's sunny.
South of Birmingham, I reckon you'll be safe.
Do you know what? I think it probably is sunny in the north as well.
I don't even think about the north. It doesn't enter my radar.
But don't be like telling me, oh, it's not sunny where I am. Stop bragging. Just get somewhere sunny. You've got cars. It's trains.
Between Birmingham
buses.
And Edinburgh, right?
Go on.
Just doesn't exist in my head.
That's completely unfair. I'll take you on a trip to where I live if you want one time.
Trip to Stoke.
There's not much going on. Well, no, go on. Stoke-on-Trent, we can have a night out, definitely.
Yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
Really?
Of course we could.
Ah, go on then. Bring it on.
Okay. Just let me know when you're free.
I'm free.
Yeah, see, I knew you'd do this because when I came to Brighton to see your ends, if you like, to see...
Well, you weren't coming to see me.
Yeah, but I said I'll take you out for lunch.
I can't believe we're doing this again.
Why?
Right, literally, you live... It's 50 minutes from London to Brighton. Just come visit me.
Well, we can do that. Because I've got to come again later on in the summer. Like, 2 weeks' time, I'm back in Brighton again, so we can do something.
Yeah, but isn't it the weekend where I'm at another wedding?
Oh, for God's sake, will people stop getting married?
I can't help it if all my friends are in love. I'm going to the Isle of Man.
For a wedding as well?
Yeah.
Right, and who's getting married this time?
Friend from school.
A friend from school?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I ask how old they are?
21.
Okay, perfect. Is she getting married? Old school, I like it.
Yep, classic.
And how close are you with this friend?
We used to be very close.
Yeah.
We haven't seen him in a few years because he lives in the Isle of Man and I can't be asked to go to the Isle of Man.
That's a long way to commute for school, isn't it?
He writes me letters sometimes, though.
Wow, so this bloke, let me get this right, he's 21 and getting married and he still writes letters.
He's great.
Okay, but how does he get to work? Penny farthing?
He probably cycles, knowing him.
Right, okay.
Or jogs.
Yeah, could have got it's everything. What does he take, like a sandwich bag?
He's a social worker.
Right, okay, I'll stop taking the mic now.
He's a really good guy.
I'm sure he is.
He's a really good guy.
He does a great job, a proper job, not like us, where we just talk on the radio.
I'm slightly concerned, though, in the Isle of Man. So I've got a cottage.
Yeah.
Two double beds.
Okay.
Because there was maybe four of us. Apologies for all the cars, but I was so hot I had to open the window.
No, you have to shut it now.
You're not going to have to deal with it. No, I'm too hot.
Really?
Honestly.
Well, we can just pass it off as sound effects.
Oh, listen to that sound effect, that lovely SFX in there.
There you go.
So basically, got this house... Two double beds, four people. But I now, since then, have said to a lot of my other school friends that they can come stay with us.
Yeah, but this happens.
But I haven't told the girls, is the thing that I meant to be, that, you know, have paid for it and everything.
So what I thought you were going to say is you haven't told hotel staff.
Obviously, I haven't told them.
Yeah, but I think everyone does that, don't they?
It's all right, I can sneak them in. Because I said there'd be four people. At the moment, there's nine.
Right, okay, so that's almost... that's over double, isn't it? Over double.
Well done, good math.
There's going to be people on reception at this place, surely, into the night. And
I was thinking of like sneaking them in like, I don't know, I've got a really big suitcase.
No, these things don't happen. That's what you see on films and cartoons.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen. The only way to sneak people into a hotel is to run. It's to go into reception and before somebody approaches you to say, what room are you in? Where's your key? By then, you're just on the stairs. You're in a lift.
Yeah.
You've just got to be quick. That's the only way. Not that I've done it before. And we do not condone it.
I'm condoning this. It's cheaper. Do it. Then you can split it between nine of you instead of four of you.
No, but come on.
I might even make a profit at this rate.
Yeah, but if Lenny Henry's listening, right, on behalf of
Len.
Premier Inn.
Hey, Len.
He's going to be fuming at what you're saying.
I don't care.
Oh, I don't think
I don't think Lenny
fair,
Henry
And this
really
is a B&B you're talking
that.
About.
It's a cottage.
Okay, run by...
A cottage company.
Right. No, but not a company. Probably just the homeowner. The owner of the property.
No, no, no. They've got loads of cottages around there.
Oh, in that case, steal from them.
Because I picked the smallest one and it was still extortionate.
Okay. I guess they'll be getting a lot of money from the wedding party that weekend.
Exactly.
The Isle of Man has been taken over.
And I'm paying for all of this out of my own pocket.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Why don't you just tell this guy that, look, I'm happy. I'm happy you're getting married. It is great. But if you're going to get married, make it closer to where I am.
Right, well, this is the thing, because when I got the invitation, this was before all of the many, many weddings I've been to this year.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, wedding with all my friends, yeah, exciting. But now I've been oversaturated.
Oversaturated on weddings?
Yeah, and now when the same dress comes out, it's going to be like, oh, anticlimax, Lucy's wearing that dress.
Well, you could get another one.
With what money?
Look at
them. You giving me some money?
I'm not going to give you money for a dress, I'm just thinking... You would get wear out of
that's
it.
That's really nice of you.
No, of course I'm not going to buy you a dress.
Oh, Sam, thanks.
If you're
I'll buy you another plain nondescript T-shirt.
Okay, well there she goes. I mean, I thought it was my thing. I've grown up just knowing what I like. I like T-shirts that are plain. Yeah, they're nondescript, but that's my thing, Luce.
Yeah, and
now you're digging me out.
You're rocking it. You're rocking it, mate.
All right.
Good luck. Have you had your haircut?
Not recently, no.
No, it's still looking long, isn't it?
I probably do need a haircut, though.
This is the weekly have a go at Sam section of the show.
It's funny you should say this, because although I didn't see you last weekend, I did spend an hour of my time last week with three of my friends, I think. There was only four of us in the room at the time. My other friends were off doing something else. But those three friends decided to tell me exactly why I should get my haircut.
Did they?
They did, yeah.
Oh, my God. They said, it's not just me.
They said, basically... That hair doesn't suit your face.
It's true. It really doesn't, mate.
Really?
You need to get a cut.
They said that it might be in fashion, that haircut, but it's not for you.
Yeah.
You should go to just a short back and sides. And I was like, well, that's what everyone has. Everyone has short back and sides.
Yeah, because it looks good.
I think
grow the sides a little bit, cut the top off a little bit.
And then just look like a plain old person.
You'll never look plain, apart from your T-shirts.
That's completely unfair, that.
Pretty blame,
man. Anyway, should we talk about where I was last week?
Where were you last week?
I was in your hometown.
Yeah.
Brighton.
What were you doing in Brighton?
Basically, like you, one of my friends has happened to move house. Because, like you, she was at Sussex Uni and is coming to the end of her 3 years. In fact, has graduated.
Woo! Congratulations!
Exactly. She's moving out of the house. Her flatmate's already gone. So she's got this house with four double beds. Nobody in it.
Party!
Exactly. So we headed to Brighton en masse. I think there was 10 of us.
That's pretty good.
12. I mean, I'm not going to count now because that wouldn't make great radio.
Yeah, anyway, there's a group of you.
Yeah, there's a group of us. There's at least 8 people in my group of friends.
Well done.
And yeah, we headed to Brighton and kind of just... It was nice to just spend time with those people, Luce.
Why are you telling me this?
What do you mean?
Is there a punchline? Is there a thing?
No,
to this?
I thought that's what this was. I thought this show was simply we talk about what's happened, what we've done
in life.
Yeah,
just to catch up.
Yeah, why not?
Do you think maybe before the show you and me should go for a coffee?
Okay,
and get all of this out.
And then we can decide which bits are worth talking about on air.
And then actually plan it more rather than just chit-chat.
Okay, possibly. Because like at this point, we haven't even talked about what's coming up on the show, have we?
I haven't even said about that. I wanted to tell you about why you should have been in Brighton this weekend, not last weekend.
Okay, we'll do that.
Should have been in Brighton this weekend, Sam.
Whoa, what's going on?
It was Pride yesterday.
Right, okay, there was a Pride last weekend. There was a Pride last weekend.
Not in Brighton?
Yes, there was. A smaller version of Pride.
What are you on about?
There was.
Was there?
Yeah.
I didn't know about it.
Transgender Pride was last weekend.
Oh, I see. But the transgender community was all part of Pride yesterday.
Of course, of course.
Yeah.
But it was just their own little celebration before the big one this weekend.
Awesome. Well, Brighton Pride, I found out, is the biggest non-ticketed gathering of people in the UK in 2015.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
But football matches don't count because that's tickets.
Well done.
Glastonbury doesn't count, tickets.
Exactly. Biggest non-ticketed event.
Okay.
It was amazing. It was like Carnival. I was dressed in bunting.
Why are we dressed in bunting?
Because, right, so...
See, this is it. Why do you think that's a good idea?
Right, because I looked awesome.
No, but hang on.
And I had a load of Never Kissed a Tory stickers on my boobs. And then on my cheek I had I Heart Pride. And then I had a multicoloured lay in my hair. It's Brighton, you don't understand.
But you tell me that my hair doesn't work. And you're going out in bunting.
Yeah. I mean,
so that's not fair, is it?
But it was great. It's because all my clothes are still packed and everything. And so all I had was like a black skirt and black vest. And I was like, oh God, I need to look colourful. And I just saw my bunting from my summer party the other day. And it's 7 metres long. And we're like, hello. So we fashioned like a little skirt out of it and then wrapped it around the top as well. It was awesome. And then I had my lay and it was like, paddy, paddy.
But most people, if they saw you, would be like, oh, for God's sake, she had one too many drinks and she stole that from someone's garden.
Honestly, I think they were more distracted by the gimp suits.
What do you mean a gimp suit?
There was a lot of gimp suits around.
I've seen these, like the whole all-in-one things.
Like the leather.
Okay, that's not what I expected. Because that would be very hot in this weather, wouldn't it?
Seriously, there was this one guy in a full suit with chains and stuff.
Okay.
And when he took it off, he was like a tomato. And it just went like off his face. It was like, oh, mate.
I wanted to talk to you today about what. When is it too old to dress up? Because I have seen a woman on the tube today who was dressed as Harry Potter. And she looked above the age of 30.
Okay, well, I don't think it's ever too old if you go to a fancy dress party.
Yeah, but...
But
really?
You're not a fancy dress type.
No, I'm not.
I think I definitely think it's acceptable for any age to dress up for something like Pride. Because it is a real carnival, dancing in the streets atmosphere. And the whole point is that it's colourful and it's in your face. And it's making a point. It's subverting the stereotypes and everything. It's kind of the point. But Harry Potter... I think if you're over 18, you shouldn't be dressing up as Harry Potter.
That's what I thought.
Unless maybe it's for a uni social.
No, she was with kids, also dressed as Harry Potter. She was like some kind of Hogwarts Pied Piper or something. That's what she looked like. They all went as Harry Potter.
I don't know. I like dressing up, though. But not loads. Like a couple times a year.
Hear me out, right? Because there'll be people at home listening saying, Sam, don't judge. She was doing a nice thing.
Yeah, she was, Sam.
We're dressing up with those children. However, put yourself in her shoes. What she'll go through with people like me looking at her is surely not worth putting the costume on.
See, you care too much about what other people think. So
no, I don't.
I was on the tube with I Heart Pride still on my cheek because I spent the night in London. It's a very long, complicated story.
Last night?
Yeah, I spent the
night. Right, so why did you turn up at 5:45?
Because I had to go back to Brighton.
Oh, for God's sake.
It's complicated. But I had I Heart Pride on my cheek and everybody was staring at me because I'd obviously forgotten it was on there. And I was like, why are they all staring at me? Caught my reflection, I Heart Pride on my face. It's like, you know what? It doesn't matter, does it? What does it matter if the old people looks at you and goes, huh?
Well, because
the thought process is, you see the lady in the Harry Potter costume.
Yeah.
And at first you're like, what the hell? And then you go, oh, well, she's probably just doing some cute, nice thing for kids. Oh, that's
well, no, that is the thought process I went through.
So why does it matter?
But then I
why
just thought...
Why do you hate Harry Potter? No. Why do you hate magic?
No, I do hate magic and I do hate Harry Potter.
Yeah, I thought you might.
Well, it's just not for me.
You
like,
just,
it's not real, is it?
You just don't like fun.
No, that's not true. I like fun. But I like fun that I can actually imagine exists. Right, so...
Imagine is the key word there, Sam.
No. Right, so when I watch a film, I want to think to myself...
You never watch films.
No, I watch films, just specific films, specific type of films. Like, my particular favourite, as we've talked about on the show before, is those rom-coms that are set in New York, okay?
Yeah.
Because I like escapism with a film. So I like those films where the guy works for an advertising agency, just say, and she works for Vogue. Because that is what happens in pretty much every rom-com.
Yep.
He's a sports advertiser. She works for Vogue. They come together in some crazy way. And then they hate each other. Then they love each other. Then they hate each other for quite a while. Then they come together right at the end and fall in love. And I just think that is ultimate happiness. But happiness I can actually imagine.
See, it's interesting that you've talked about that because I remembered that. And for a little something I want to chat about later... I found a rom-com to talk to you about later.
Okay, perfect.
And it does not follow that pattern at all.
Right. Seeing as though you've done that, you've almost done a tease.
Tease.
Shall we tease the rest of the show?
Tease it up.
Right. Coming up on today's show, I want to talk about pranks that have gone wrong because a prank of mine went very wrong last weekend. Lucy has got some kind of rom-com review, is it?
I have. Shall I tell everybody what we're going to do now? Maybe like...
It's up to you, mate. You've teased it so
far. I'm
going to
tease it.
Well, okay.
Okay, well, I'll let you know what the thing is. Basically, each week, I'm going to find something on Netflix for you.
Okay.
And something that you might not have come across. It's not going to pop up at the top like Orange is the New Black and stuff like that.
Yep.
And it's going to be a film or a TV show, and I'm going to tell you all about it and whether it's worth watching or not.
So Netflix is most unpopular.
Netflix is most unpopular.
There you go. And there'll be a sports report from Lucy Wilder.
Yeah.
Well, you're not written one, but all it requires really is you to open up that certain app that rhymes with CBBC Sport, right?
Yep.
And just run through what's been going on, because it's been a big weekend for sport again.
I mean, I'm all over it, Sam. I don't like that you're doubting me.
The Women's FA Cup Finals yesterday, I know you're a big fan of the football, and you officially, according to your documents, are a female.
Officially.
So I thought you'd be all over that. You normally get to come in and tell me great things about female football.
Mate, I've been busy.
Right, okay. Well, you can look it up on that iPad up there you've got.
Yeah, all right. Whatever.
And we can do Lucy Sports Report, and I will have Around the World in 80 seconds, if that's okay.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Right, all that coming up after this. His name's a weekend. At least I think it is. Do you know when you press play on the record and you just think, is this really it?
Nah,
there he is, that's The Weeknd.
Who's this? What?
The Weeknd.
I don't like it.
Really? You haven't heard it yet?
Oh,
I'm speaking all over him. The Weeknd,
yeah,
I can't
feel talking, it's rubbish.
No, stop it. The Weeknd, I apologise on mine and Lucy's behalf.
Cool.
This is I Can't Feel My Face. It's Fubar Radio.
She told me don't. Death of me, at least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. All the misery was necessary when we're deep in love. Yes, I know.
I Can't Feel My Face. A great song, but yet more proof that we are running out of ways to say I love you. What an awful metaphor. I can't feel my face when I'm with you. First Jason Derulo's I Hear Trumpets When I'm With You, and now this.
Sam?
Yes.
I hated that song.
Really? It's quite popular. It's very catchy, isn't it? Despite the fact he's saying I can't feel my face when I'm with you.
It was rubbish.
Really?
Hated it.
If you can't feel your face, we can go to the doctors. Don't blame it on a girl. It's not her fault.
So, I don't understand the lyrics. I didn't like the music part of it.
Okay.
The bit where it started and the bit where it ended, that bit in between that, didn't like it.
Okay.
Nope.
Not at all?
Nope.
So, I quite like the song, but obviously I take issue with the metaphor. But you're saying, the metaphor's crap.
Mm-hmm.
But so is, The Weeknd. Just give up, according to Lucy.
just give up. Just sit and don't, and feel your face.
Okay, there you go.
That's what I have to say.
There's some billboards around the corner from Fubar HQ, actually, with a weekend's face on. Maybe for next week's show, we could perhaps have you pull them down. We could cross live.
Rip down the billboards and go, no, just sit inside in the dark and eat spring rolls and don't bother loving people.
It's
and
quite successful, though, isn't it? I don't know.
What, love?
No. The Weeknd is quite successful.
It's done. It's really taken off.
No, I mean, The Weeknd is the artist. Okay, right. So that bit there, do you like The Weeknd or not? I can't even tell now.
I hate The Weeknd.
Okay. But The Weeknd, the artist, because of course we love The Weeknd because that's when we broadcast.
Yeah.
At the tail end of it.
I like Saturdays and I like Sundays. Therefore, I like weekends. I don't like The Weeknd, but I do like the Saturdays.
Okay.
There we go.
I'm glad you cleared that up.
That's clarified everything for you.
We won't be playing any Saturdays later in the show, unfortunately.
Much to my disappointment.
We'll maybe do that for Naughty Naughty's tune next week.
Oh, yes, please.
Because
wait, when did they start?
Issues, let me tell you, is a modern classic.
How does that one go? Give me a little bit of that.
Me and my heart, we've got issues. Don't know whether to hate you or miss you.
Cry me a river. Mash cool. up.
There you go. We can mash it up if you want.
Please do.
Now?
At some point, you can mash up those two songs.
What? Me personally, like, I actually
You're
perform
a DJ,
it.
Aren't you?
I'm not a DJ. What about
you? Aren't you a DJ? Aren't you one of those people that turns up at a party and starts DJing?
No, I've got a lot of friends like that.
Oh, I thought you were one of those people.
Okay, maybe I do fall into that category.
Yeah, you so are.
Yeah, a little bit of that, yeah.
In the way that, I'm one of those people that turns up, and if there happens to be a tenor horn there, I'll have a little go at it.
Yeah, nobody is asking for that, though.
Nobody ever has a tenor horn. I'm waiting for the day.
Whereas my record collection, let me tell you, that would shut down any party.
Well, because it's so bad?
No, because it's quite good, actually. Thank you.
Why would it shut it down, then?
No, shutdown's a good thing now.
I thought shutdown meant it closes.
Right, come on.
Time to go home, kids.
No.
This party's shutting down. It's 9:30.
Like, I thought, for someone of my age, I was relatively out of touch, but
Do I make you feel better about yourself?
Yeah, you make me genuinely think that I am cool again. Yeah.
Hey, can't I get away with the whole, like, I'm so uncool, I'm cool? Isn't that how it works? That's how it always works in the films. That the girls who are, like, so uncool, they are the one that win in the end sort of thing.
Really?
Actually, normally it's the guy that's like that.
I suppose there is a bit of that. So you're almost saying you're so uncool, you're a hipster.
Oh, no. I'm not a hipster, though.
No, but that's what is cool, isn't it? It's like going against the grain.
Hipsters aren't cool anymore, are they?
I see
myself as like a, what's his face? The guy from Juno and stuff like that.
Michael Cera.
Yeah, I'm like the Michael Cera of the film.
Right, okay, a female Michael Cera.
Yeah?
I wouldn't say so, but I can see
why. There's a place for me in the market somewhere.
Yeah, of course.
I'll find my own niche.
Look, I'm not criticising, all I'm saying is...
Why are you getting on my back? I'm so hot and tired.
This heat is that kind of heat, right? Just to bring everyone at home listening into the picture.
Yeah.
It makes you want to fall asleep.
Honestly, I can't see straight. You can't, so hot.
It's ridiculous.
I might have to nip to corner shop over the road and get me some Red Bull or something.
I think do it in the next record. Because the only time I felt like this is... Right, and this is something that's always annoyed me.
Yeah.
And I've never talked about it on the radio before, but it's always wound me up. Why is exam season always in the summer?
Always.
Right? It's just fact. That's the way it works in this country. But... exam halls full of maybe, I don't know, 100 sweaty teenagers in summer.
Wearing Impulse and Lynx.
Exactly, right? Yeah. It just cannot work. Like, that is not a good environment to be intelligent.
Yeah.
No one is giving the right scores when you're hot and sweaty like that. And this FUBAR Towers right now is reminiscent of that.
This is exactly what it's like. And radio is one of the few things you don't want to be doing it when you're hot.
All tight? No. It's just no good.
Like, and we have these spotlights above us. Which I turned on because otherwise I cannot see my iPad and I need to see the sports report, guys.
Of course.
So I've turned them on. But, like, I mean, it looks like... I feel like I'm sweating. I think I am. Can you hear this? Like, I'm sweating. Can you hear sweat?
I don't know what it sounds like to sweat, to be fair. Is that what it sounds like?
Maybe you can get really close up to it.
I don't know about that.
Do you reckon sweating doesn't make a noise?
I don't know. Look, Lucy, I don't have the answers.
Why not?
I'm merely a human boy.
A human boy. I love that you always refer to yourself as a boy. You're 21.
Right, okay. But if you had to put me... This is the way it got described to me the other day is I am a man child. Someone said, you're 21, you're a man child.
No, you're not a man child, because a man child is very specific. A man child is older than you, for starters.
Right.
And there's someone who's like, or playing on their, like, I have no problem with this, it's just what they are.
Right.
Like playing on like PlayStation and stuff all day still, and like trying to relive their youth by skateboarding to work in baggy jeans.
Oh, okay.
That's a man child. You're not a man child.
Right, okay.
You're a young man.
Okay, but if you had to, despite my age being 21 and officially being an adult for 3 years now,
yeah,
where do I fall onto the spectrum that is age?
You're a man.
Really?
I think you're a man.
Well, if I'm a man,
would you call me a girl or a woman or a lady?
I think I would call you a girl.
Or
I'm afraid.
Chap or a chum.
Well, obviously you're a chum because we are friends.
A chump?
No, but you're a girl to me. I think.
Girl?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting, because I think you're a man.
Okay.
That shows the respect between us, doesn't it?
Well, so, no, I'm offering you a lot of respect here.
No, because you're calling me girl. I'm 21.
No, I'm not. I call you Lucy, 21. Actually.
I've got a work laptop. I'm a woman.
No, but I feel like woman is also not okay.
I've got court shoes.
Right.
If that doesn't make me an adult, I don't know what does.
Court shoes.
Court shoes.
What does that mean?
Ugly little heels.
What, specific for dating in or worse?
No, they're like
the shoes specifically to going into the docks in. Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't know why they're called court shoes. Well, I do, because you wear them to court, I assume, is where it came from.
No, but surely they're
not
just
ugly little
that.
Margaret Thatcher shoes. Like weird little heels.
Right, okay.
Like little ugly kitten heel things.
See, these things go over my head, because someone... I got told... I only learned this week...
Had difficulty going all over all that hair on your head, blimey.
Literally... I only learned what kitten heels were last weekend.
Did you actually?
So this is too much.
Is this like Fiat for you?
Yes, it is a little bit.
Fiat.
Eh?
Huh?
No, I know what Fiat... I know it. We have got some Fiats coming up later in the show. In fact, what we'll do, right?
Right.
We'll play a Fiat now.
Let's play a Fiat.
Yeah.
And then can you tell me about your practical joke thingy?
Yeah, and also, we need to play One Direction's new record.
No,
we need to. I think, well, the youth show.
No, this is so unfair. You've just played rubbish song.
That's not, I didn't produce
it. Oh, I can't feel my face because I like somebody.
Yeah.
What's One Direction's going to be?
Well, it's quite good, actually. Right, nice little reggae
number.
I can't
feel my feet because I got pins and needles.
Well, we'll find out in a bit. Right.
The way you flick your hair gives me pins and needles
hang on.
Hands.
Loose.
Whoa.
Half a day off. Zach, just stop there. Me and you, on this station, we're known as the young... We're the two youngest presenters.
Hip.
Right? Hip. Our remit is to do what FUBAR does in the daytime, but just make it slightly younger.
Yeah.
So if anybody is going to play One Direction on this station, it's going to be me and you.
Really?
We've got to. It's our duty.
Are you doing it now?
Not now. We'll play this first. Bit of Disclosure, heard of them?
Oh, I like this one.
Do you?
I like this one.
New music from Disclosure. That's Guy and Howard Lawrence with their mate Sam Smith, the guy that they made famous. And now he's like a big deal. Have you heard of him?
Never heard of him.
This one's called Omen.
I'm feeling something different. When you left, my picture changed. I was blinded, I'd not envisioned the same face in a different frame. It's an omen, call my baby crying for the silver lining. It must be an omen, needed you to show me without you I'm lonely. I need you by my side.
No, you shouldn't.
Sam and Lucy, because that's what this says.
Sam and Lucy on FUBAR.
1 minute past seven on your Sunday evening, and we are here until 8 o'clock. By my maths, 59 minutes until we leave. Anyway, I need to... Because at the top of the show... Well, I say the top of the show. Basically, halfway through the show, we were like, this is what's coming up on the show.
Yeah, we rambled.
We way too much.
Heat scrambled our brains. I've got some water now, though. I'm all right now. I've got a whole pint of it.
We can't blame it on the heat, because this is how every show happens. We catch up for an hour.
Yeah.
And then the show starts.
Which is why next week we will go for a coffee beforehand, but that does mean socialising with you outside of the station.
I don't know if it's a good idea. I don't think it's a good idea. But I really don't, because when you texted me last week saying, look, are we going to do a show?
Yeah.
And I've got someone in mind who could come and cover you.
Yeah.
However, that person... I know too well. To the point where I was thinking, what will I speak to him about?
So you got nothing to chat to about.
Exactly.
So that's why you won't hang out with me.
Look, what's the point? We can do all... Our relationship simply needs to be on air. That's it.
Yeah, it's true.
It's fine.
It's true.
Absolutely fine. But, so where was I? What was I saying?
You didn't tell me about... Well, you were talking about the menu.
Right, so the menu. This is it. That I can blame on the heat. That melting of the brains there. Yeah. Right. But the menu is the bit where we set out what's coming up on the show.
Yeah.
Today's menu included, I want to hear pranks gone wrong, okay?
Yeah.
Because I did that DJ thing, that presenter thing of going, oh, this is what happened in my life. Can you relate it to yours?
Alan Partridge
in the house. Today I want to hear pranks that have gone wrong. The time's 2 minutes past seven. Is the klaxons. Something like that. But we'll do it seriously now.
Have you got any kooky sound effects to go with it?
Is the klaxons. That's right, but not Lady Gaga. Does that work?
Yeah, good.
Right, okay.
Nailed it, mate.
Anyway, we'll stop doing that now.
Stop.
Stop it completely. Let's stop it. Let's just talk about pranks that have gone wrong, because last weekend, something awful happened to me, Luce.
Right. What happened?
We'll start on Friday lunchtime, okay?
Okay.
When I am at my other workplace, and I am having my lunch, or I'm about to, there's a little kitchenette, I make my lunch, my good friend Ben makes his lunch as well.
Hello to Ben.
He won't be listening, he doesn't know I do this show.
Hello to Ben.
Anyway, as Ben comes away from the kitchen... He leaves his keys.
What?
I think to myself, Ben's forgot his keys, I'll grab them for him. But then, like, that was the angel in me, and then the devil in me went, ha, Sam, just hold on there. Ben's forgot his keys, you can have a bit of fun with him. So, grabbed his keys, because I'm a nice guy, but put them in my pocket, save them for later. I'll play with him a little bit.
Nice.
Okay, you know where this is going.
Mm-hmm.
Come 5:30, 6 o'clock when I leave the office, Ben is still sat at his desk. He's not mentioned his keys all afternoon, okay? He's not he's not realised. I've completely forgot I ever had him because, of course, he's not mentioned it. So I leave the office and head to Brighton.
No!
With Ben's keys.
You went to Brighton with them?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I then went out in Brighton. There was a few drinks. We ended up at this 50s bar and there's people dancing like I've never seen before.
Yep.
And then I got in.
Oh, what 50s bar? Can you remember?
Oh, I don't know. There was people loose.
All right, carry
There's
on.
People, there's expensive drinks. That's all I know.
All right, carry on.
4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, I get back and begin to undress. On my own, of course. Well, no, there's my friend Ollie and my friend Michael, but we won't mention
so
that.
So not at all on your own?
Well, my friends. Yeah, it's fine. And I find in my pocket a set of keys that, now I've had a drink.
Right.
I'm like, well, why are they there? They're not my keys. What's happened? So for a split second, I'm thinking, who's put them in my pocket?
Yeah.
What the hell's happened? But then it dawns on me, of course, they're Ben's keys.
Oh my God, you horrible person.
Yeah, so that's at about 5 o'clock, 4 or 5 o'clock Saturday morning.
Yeah.
So I think, well, I can't worry about it now. Let's just go to sleep. I'll worry about it tomorrow. Come Saturday, I'm kind of panicking a little bit because I'm like, I think, what do I do in that situation? Do I own up and be like, I'm a horrible person, but here are your keys?
Mm.
Do I simply wait till Monday morning and kind of chuck them by his desk?
And how long have you known this guy?
Only as long as I've worked there. So
not that long.
I would say we're only on kind of texting an actual friend, like only on a part of being friends within the last month.
Okay. So it's very recent. So well, it's still a bit weird for you to do something like this.
Yes,
if it was a long time friend, you could be like, look, mate, sorry, I was going to do this joke. But a new friend, it's a bit like, all right, weirdo.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I've worked at that place 3 months now. Obviously, the first 2 months, because I'm not very good at meeting new people, Luce. I don't know if we've talked about this before.
Yeah, you're rubbish at it.
I'm rubbish at it. So that means it does take me slightly longer than normal people to begin to interact with people.
You come across as very cool when you first meet you. You're not.
Really? I would
say. That's what you think at first, that you're really cool, and then you're like, oh, no, wait, he's not.
People often say arrogant, but I'm simply shy.
I can see that.
Yeah, I just don't like speaking to people that I've not known before, because I'm like, what the hell do I say?
I can get that vibe.
So there's a lot of that, and therefore, 2 months before I begin to be friendly with people.
So what did you do?
Well, Saturday I did nothing.
Have you just kept them?
No, he's got them back now. But I found them, as I say, Saturday morning. I went to sleep, tried to ride it out. Saturday, once I woke up Saturday, it's kind of lunchtime, there was no sense. I still didn't know what to do with them. Mm. I was thinking, this went through my head, an actual thought, do I simply keep them and let him think that he lost them, it's his fault, and he'll never see them again?
Mm.
That was a thought that went through my head because I didn't want to be embarrassed. But then there was a pen drive on the set of keys. So I thought, look, I'm a human. He's a human. I can't do that to him. There might be things on that pen drive that are very, very crucial.
Yeah.
Work stuff, perhaps. So I wrote that off. So then the best option in my head was take them in to work Monday morning, get there very early, and just chuck them by his desk.
And chuck them like, by his desk or in the kitchenette.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He'll know no different. But I didn't do anything about it Saturday. I just thought, I'll let him stew.
Yep.
Sunday morning, I felt very, very, very guilty. So I begin to phone him. And although we text now, our relationship isn't at a place where we phone each other. Like, it's just not.
No. Well, that takes a lot.
I would say...
I feel awkward talking to you on the phone.
Exactly. There's probably, in anyone's phone book, there's probably only 10 people they speak to on the phone, wouldn't you say?
Yep.
Everyone else is email and text.
On iPhones having the favourite section.
Yeah, and they're the only people you're willing to speak to on the phone. Yep. Everyone else is email and text only, perhaps a Twitter DM.
Ooh.
Because this is the future.
Risqué.
Yeah. So he's not comfortable speaking to me on the phone. He declined to call twice and then text me, what is going on, what's up? To which I think, right, I'm going to have to do it. This is it. I'm going to have to tell him I've got his keys and I've had his keys for now about 55 hours.
Oh my God.
Over text. So I just said, look, mate, long story, but I've got your keys. And he obviously, with perfectly within his rights, text back WTF. But not the letters. He actually spelt it out because he was that annoyed.
Oh my God.
I am so sorry. And at that point, only at that point, did it dawn on me what his living situation is.
Right. What is it?
Basically, Ben lives not too far away from Fubar Towers in the week.
Uh-huh.
He shares a flat with his mum.
Uh-huh.
She works in London, he works in London. But family home for Ben and family is actually in Birmingham. So his mum will travel home to Birmingham over the weekend to go and see the rest of her family.
Sam!
And Ben, because his girlfriend's in London, likes to stay in London. But of course, because I have his keys and I'm in Brighton, he doesn't have that option. So he's been forced to, on Saturday, go to Birmingham, have his keys cut, and then return to London to get into his own house.
Sam, you're a terrible person.
Side note to all this, Thursday night, he's gone out to that really posh supermarket that also does clothes.
Yep.
M&S, you know it.
I've heard of it.
He goes there Thursday night, buys loads of nice food, knowing he's got a free flat for the weekend, so him and his girlfriend can enjoy a nice night in. They have to, in the end, Friday night, stay at her house, but of course all the nice food they bought is locked in his house. So date night, cancelled. She also comes over to my place of work to look for the keys that I've got until half eight at night on a Friday. So yeah, that's my prank that went wrong.
Is that friendship ruined?
Do you know what? He was very good about it. Because although it may seem to some people like 2 months, 3 months is way too early to start practical joking, he has in the past made me eat a dog biscuit.
What?
Yeah, he's a practical joker himself.
So he gets it.
The text basically sent me was a paragraph telling me, in order, the course of events that I'd caused, how he's not got to see his girlfriend, the food he's got gone off, he'd had to pay for a train to Birmingham, get keys cut, all of this stuff that I caused, and then at the end just put, but it's fine, I know it was a joke, these things do go wrong sometimes.
Wow.
Hence why I'm now doing the Partridge thing of, I've had a practical joke go wrong, tell me about yours.
Well, the practical joke was not me. I witnessed it.
Okay, I want to hear this.
Okay, so I've been driving a lot recently. Like, I just spend my entire life driving.
Right.
And if anybody listening drives on the A23, then M23 of a morning and an evening, and they see someone sort of singing a lot and dancing in their car, that is moi.
Okay, although there might be a lot of people at that time of day.
I don't know. I haven't seen anyone else boogieing. I've caught some eyes before.
Oh, really? And they're like, oh, come on now.
And they're like, stop
it.
It's
too early for that.
And I'm like, yeah, I just keep on going. I don't care. I'm like, one more time. It's the morning. But basically, I was on the M25.
It's a good motorway, that.
No, it's not. I hate it. I was stuck.
Good little stretch.
8 hours to get from Brighton to Gloucestershire. It was a nightmare. It was hell. I was on the M25 for 2.5 hours.
Oh, okay.
And it was one point where we just weren't moving.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps every 10 minutes, we'd roll forward a smidge.
Yeah.
So basically, we all just kind of stopped. And, like, some people were getting out to go to the loo and stuff.
On the motorway?
Honestly, we were just stuck. It was that horrendous day last Friday.
Oh, what had happened?
Where it was like, the busiest day of the year for traffic's first day of holidays. And
okay,
all this.
Okay.
And it was just horrendous. I didn't move for an hour.
I hate that, because you feel genuinely trapped, don't you?
Oh, it's horrible.
How do you get out of that? It's impossible. You can't do anything about it.
And I had
but it's
no
the
drink,
worst feeling.
No food, nothing. I'd listen to all my pop. Actually, this is bad. So the radio wasn't working for some reason in my car.
Right.
So that was
awful.
Horrendous. And I didn't have any CDs in there. But I had my iPad and I was like, oh, I'll listen to my podcast. I'd forgotten to download any.
Right.
So I listened to some old ones I had on there.
Which included ours, didn't it?
Which, one of ours. And I was like, for the first time ever, I actually might listen to one.
Okay.
And I started listening to it. I was like, this is okay. But then it got to a point where I was like, wait, this is the saddest thing that anyone's ever done.
Well, no,
sat
a lot
on
of
the
people,
M25 listening to their own podcast.
It's fine. Like, listening back to...
I sound horrible on the radio.
I feel the same.
I know you sound good because you're all like northern and it's all right. But I don't really have a thing. I need a thing with my voice.
You don't need a thing.
I should try and go more like sultry or something.
No, we won't have that. I don't think, because you know how uncomfortable I get with things like that.
With sexiness.
Anything remotely, yeah.
Anything remotely sexy.
I can't be doing with it. Just literally stop. That actually gave me goosebumps. And not in a good way. I was just thinking, please stop.
In a horrible way.
No, like no, I was just...
Skin crawling, everything becoming inverted.
Yeah, I was just thinking, what is happening?
Anyway.
What am I going to do?
Anyway, I was on the M25. And there was these lads in a van who I'd seen before.
Because you're crawling, you keep going past each other.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'd seen them before, and they were clearly having a great time.
Because they're in a van?
Because they're in a van, they're with their mates.
Was it a Friday?
Yes.
So the week's finished for them?
They're having a great time. And they looked at me.
Okay.
Rolled down their window.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, 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 no.
Why?
Because I don't want to talk
Why
to people.
Why did you do the Batman theme? So the boys look at you and you think, right, it's time.
It's time for Batman. No, 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 no. So they rolled down the window and I thought it was going to be a bit of a, like, I don't know. I don't know what I thought, but I was like, I don't want to talk to people right now. And then I just had a psh, and I looked at my window and they had a water pistol.
Right.
And I was laughing.
Yeah.
Had my window up, so I was fine. And they thought it was the funniest thing in the world. They rolled forward to this BMW in front of me.
Yeah.
And they squirted the water pistol. This guy, I watched it all happen, had his window open. It went all over him and everything, and in his car. And I could see him just going crazy in the car. And the guys in the van were cracking up because they kind of thought, oh, we're safe in our car. So they did it again.
Oh,
and this guy
God.
Was flipping out. So he, like, pulled his car in front of the van.
Yeah, so they couldn't... Yeah.
So they couldn't move. Got out. This big... He was in a suit.
Okay.
And he was, like, holding his phone and, like, I don't know if it was a tablet-y thing, and shaking it at them.
Like, look what you've done!
Look what you've done to me! And he just went mental. And the guys in the van, I thought they might be a bit, like, antagonistic about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, of course.
But they just went, rolled up the window, and the two in the passenger seats climbed in the back.
No, they... Because if
so then the poor driver was just sat there looking at the guy like, oh, I'm sorry, mate, it wasn't me. And the BMW man was just flipping out. And I was just sitting there laughing my head off, obviously. And there was a woman in the car next to me with her kids, and we were just creasing up. And the BMW man looked at us and we were like, oh, we weren't part of it, sorry. Yeah. Oh. It's fantastic.
But those blokes in a van, right, although this BMW man might be kicking off, there's three of them.
And what's he going to do? Smash their car in? Well, actually, he could
Well, he could have, yeah. He could have.
He could have done that, actually.
That these things happen, Luce, unfortunately.
Yeah, it could have happened.
But how old are these lads that are squirting the water pistol?
30s.
30s?
Oh, no, they were men.
Okay, the actual fully-fledged gentlemen. So the
I'd say the driver was 40s, 50s.
Okay.
And the other two were, like, late 20s, early 30s.
What I don't understand is if... You see a man that is capable of making you so scared you need to climb into the back of your van. Why ever squirt a water pistol at him, whether his window's open or not?
I know, you must be such a wuss. I just thank God I had my window done up.
Really?
I don't want to get squirted with a water pistol.
Nah, but you'd have liked it. I know what you're like.
What?
You'd have been fluttering your eyelids.
How dare you?
Is that
what are you implying?
No, but anyway, if you get bored, why not? You're so bored, you're listening to your own voice.
I was wearing a lovely play suit. I didn't want to get it wet.
All right, I won't accuse you, but I can just picture it.
You're horrible.
Is that a nasty thing to say?
You're implying I'm a big flirt or something.
No.
And that I love any male attention, even if they're old.
No, 30?
That's old, isn't
it? That's absolutely fine.
Yeah, it is fine.
No, hear me out. You're so bored, you're listening to your own... You're repeating conversations you've already had...
With myself.
With yourself. Right?
So
I'm
bleak.
Sure a little bit of playful water pistol.
Yeah, and it was nice, but not if my window had been open. I'd actually
Are you
wet.
On your way out, or are you going home?
I was meant to be on my way to the big night before the wedding family and friends dinner,
right, okay.
Which I obviously
So you could
missed.
Have done without getting wet?
Yeah, I was wearing
right,
a really
I'll take
nice
it back
outfit.
Then. I'll take it back, but I guarantee those eyelids were fluttering.
I hate you.
You don't hate me, you don't mean that.
You're horrible.
Right. If you have any stories or anecdotes...
Oh, God, no one's got any bloody stories, Sam.
No, do you not think?
No. No.
Right, hang on. If we maybe... One day, we might be at one of those radio stations where there's, like, millions of listeners. Just say.
One day.
Well, okay. Well, I mean, there's people listening now, but we're in a weird time because we're Sundays.
Yeah.
But perhaps one day, mm-hmm. we may work... For a radio station on breakfast.
That'd be great.
When everybody listens. Do you know what? We might get Mark Dolan's gig.
And you'll do that voice.
Yeah.
And I'll do my sultry voice.
That's it. Say I'm Dolan, right? If Dolan, at 10 till 1.
I wish you were Dolan.
I wish I was Dolan too. He's on a programme with Kate Hopkins at the moment. I've never wished more that I was Dolan. So if he throws out at 10 till 1 on Thursday.
Yeah.
I want your stories of practical jokes going wrong. Fubar's phones get blown up.
Yeah.
Twitter goes crazy, but because we're 6 late on a Sunday, doesn't happen the same.
No one cares.
So it's a bit unfair to kind of judge me on that, but I've still got to try and do radio, haven't I?
You can do your best. You can keep trying, mate.
Okay, so any stories of practical jokes going wrong?
I'm going to go outside and air myself.
Why? Because you're that warm?
Because I'm that hot.
Okay, maybe one of those blokes could come past with a water pistol. Hose you down.
I would literally pour this glass of water on your head.
People want me to be heads or tails. I say no way, try again another day. I should be happy. not tipping the scales. I just won't play, letting my life get away. I know for now, I'm not a follower. I don't take things as they can if they bring me down. Life can be cruel if you're a dreamer. I just wanna have some fun. Don't tell me what could be done. You know you like it, but it drives you insane. You know you like it, but it drives you insane. You know you like it, but you're scared and ashamed. What you want?
Of Luna George to tell us you know you like it. DJ Snake on the remix. It's quite old this one, but then DJ Snake's give it a revamp and now it's a hit record again.
I like that one.
Like that one. Approves.
I like the one where they have that da 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 da.
What do you mean?
Like where they have the da-da's in it.
Right, so you mean
like
DJ Snake's
not,
bit?
Not actual singing where they go like da-da.
Like the choppy vocal?
Yeah, that kind of thing.
And yeah, he's got that DJ Snake.
Bit like a robot, but still a bit like a person.
Okay.
Love all that.
Yeah, a Luna goes robot. Lucy approves.
I approve.
You know you like it.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, anyway. Right, so this bit now we're going to do, I think we should give people a little bit of a background. Because
yeah, give us some background.
The way it works... Our relationship, Lucy, that was the microphone.
That was
That's
the microphone.
Fine, it's fine. What, you pulled such a guilty face, but I knew full well it was a microphone.
Well, you know, but no one else knows that creaking noise is that. They might have thought I'd done a weird fart.
I don't think people at home would have even heard that, but there's a little creaking sound here in the studio. It was only a microphone moving.
I was just bringing it closer to me so I didn't have to move closer to it, because I can't move because I'm so hot.
You're not that bad. It's fine. It's okay. The show's nearly over, let's not complain. Let's just enjoy while we've got it, because I'm not going to see you for another week.
I don't want to while away the show. I do love this show. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Good. Now, Lucy over there.
Hi.
Very intelligent. She's into things like poetry.
Am I?
Aren't you?
It's all right.
Let me tell you, she did English literature at A level. Is that right?
I did.
Right. So that means
and
she's
maths.
And right, there you go.
And philosophy.
There you are. Right. Whereas what I did at A level was business and economics, graphic art, and maths. But I probably didn't do as well as you.
Probably. I didn't do very well.
Go on.
I did all right in maths.
See?
I just backtracked.
What did you get?
I got a B in maths.
Right, so better than me. Okay. Which means, therefore, everybody knows that if you get a C at A-level maths, that means you love rom-coms. Whereas if you get a B at A-level maths, that means you like critically acclaimed films. You
They're not mutually exclusive categories, can I just point out?
Well, yeah, but our relationship...
But in our relationship,
yes,
it is, because you like
is.
Really shit films.
So what I like is any film that is based in a... American high school, mm-hmm. where boy meets girl.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like, okay? Lucy over there is into everything from French film to noir. Is that what it's called? What's it called, that type of film?
Film noir?
Film noir. Yeah, noir films.
Yeah, French films to noir films.
That's what you're
That's
into?
The best. You're such a moron. I like all films. I do like big blockbusters as well. I'm quite a big film fan, but I'm not like a massive buff or anything.
Okay.
But I'm more into it than you, somebody who never goes to the cinema. And I thought, right, I'd love somehow on the show to talk about films, an excuse to talk about it. And I thought, people like you and me don't go to the cinema much anymore.
No, does it happen?
Expensive, time, all of this stuff, which I hate. And, you know, the death of cinema is something that I find very sad.
Because you used to, like, you've only just graduated, only just got a full-time job.
Yeah.
During your student days where you had money to burn.
Oh, I went to the cinema weekly.
Twice a week, some weeks.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, you went a lot. Like, it surprised me.
All the time.
She was even one of those people that would go on their own.
Oh, yeah, I go on my own.
To me, that's alien, but it's fine.
Certain films I go see on my own.
Okay, ones where you really need to concentrate.
So, like, last year, I saw things like Calvary and Philomena and stuff like that on my own.
Films I've not even heard of. But
oh, my... Don't be an idiot.
No, genuinely, I've not heard of them. But are they films where you have to concentrate?
No, they're just slightly more serious films.
Yeah, well, what's the point?
Well, Calvary's an incredibly dark comedy, but, you know, that's by the way.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it's for me.
So, I thought, what way do most people of our generation watch films now? Netflix.
Okay.
Or other similar website-y things.
Of course.
Or illegally downloading, which I'm not promoting, so I'm going to promote Netflix instead.
No, and this feature certainly won't involve Lucy downloading illegal films and reviewing them.
Definitely not. All of the films I will be reviewing will be available on Netflix, so
perfect.
Anybody that has that can go and watch it. So, this film...
Yeah.
Came out last year.
Okay. Well, that's good. Nice and recent. I like it.
But it came on Netflix a month ago.
Right.
And this film, I chose it because of you, Sam. It's a rom-com.
Perfect.
Yeah?
Got a nice rom-com bed for you.
Okay, you're making me want to do my sultry voice again.
No sultry voice.
Which will make you vomit.
Unless you want to do your review and then the sultry voice. It might add a little edge to it.
I'm not sure you can handle it.
Well, no, if it's like, is it a love film?
It's a rom-com, but kind of an ironic rom-com.
Well, if you want to do it in your voice, do it in your voice. I'll see. I mean, if I have to leave the room, I can always catch up on the iTunes.
Yeah, you can download us on iTunes or listen again on the Fubar app, by the way. If you listen to us, listen again on the Fubar app, you get all the music as well, so head to that.
Yes, and let me tell you about the music. It's good, isn't it?
It's cracking, apart from that one by The Weeknd. So, right, this film, it's called Obvious Child. Have you heard of it?
I haven't, but just who's in it? Because that might give me a better idea if I'd like it or not.
So, Obvious Child, it's directed by Julien Robespierre. Sorry if I pronounced that surname wrong.
Right. Who's put that bike
right.
on?
Right. Oh, good sound effects there,
thank
Sam.
You.
Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. We can shut the window, though, Lucy, if you want.
Shall I? I mean, I'm in the middle of a review. You don't get this
no,
on the bloody...
Hang
right,
on.
Turn the bed off.
No. This is lift music. Go shut the...
Oh, for God's sake.
It's 28 minutes past seven, and this is some lift music while Lucy shuts the window. Soothing, that, innit? It's good. She is back. Our film reviewer, the female Kermode, ladies and gentlemen, Luciana Gray. And what film is it you've been reviewing?
I'm going to be reviewing Obvious Child.
Obvious Child.
Modern day rom-com. So, I heard nothing about this film. Probably stupid of me, but it completely, you know, passed my radar.
Okay.
Directed by Julien Robespierre, and she also wrote it, but with a big team of other writers.
Okay.
And it stars Jenny Slate.
Okay.
And then I've got a few other people like Jake Lacy, Richard Kind, Polly Draper, etc.
Are these names you know? Because they are not names I know.
You know Richard Kind?
No, I don't.
No?
I'd say if I did.
You'd recognise him.
Okay, what's he been in?
Doesn't matter. Can I get on with this, for goodness sake?
No, but I feel like these are things I need to know.
If you won't know these people. It's an indie film.
Right, see, that's not the type of film I want you to review.
Right, I didn't know that. Okay, so I read the blurb, okay, which was basically 2014, new to Netflix, young female comedian.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, hello, in.
Okay.
This will be interesting. Although they called her a comedienne, which made me want to gouge my eyes out.
But it's an American film.
Yeah, but that's not an American thing, saying comedienne.
I think it's Americanism, isn't it?
It's just a dated thing to say, I think, is it not?
No, I agree, it's dated, but I think we would say in this country it's dated. They might not have the same opinion.
Well, it's stupid, Netflix, you should get on that and change it.
Okay.
So they say comedienne basically finds out after a one-night stand that she's pregnant.
Okay, right.
And it's just about her. She's in her 20s.
Yeah.
Obviously single.
This is called Juno, isn't
lives
it?
In a flat. No, Juno's a child. Stop ruining
Sorry.
It. And she finds out in her 20s. She's pregnant. And it's about her dealing with it. And she's kind of this kooky lady and all of this stuff.
Yeah.
So I was like, right, okay, that sounds fine. I'll watch it. So, and it ends up 84 minutes long as well.
Right, good length.
Which is a good length. Film should be 90 minutes, I always think.
Oh, I think that's fine, isn't it? Well, it's 6 minutes short. It's okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
okay,
that's fine.
You're happy with
I just,
that,
like,
right?
Hate the three-hour thing. It's like, what's the point? So I watched this, and I was expecting it to be incredibly cheesy.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this will be a Sam film.
Yeah.
It was really good, Sam. It had a really bittersweet comedy edge to
okay.
it.
Okay.
And it portrayed, it portrayed stand-up comedy in a really interesting way.
Okay.
Because it kind of showed the highs and lows of it, and it wasn't melodramatic, and they actually showed her doing some stand-up and stuff like that, which was really well done.
Yeah.
The whole one-night stand thing,
mm-hmm.
It wasn't like, you know, going for the gags, but then it wasn't all overly romantic and choreographed.
Yeah.
It seemed quite realistic.
Okay.
And then it was about her dealing with becoming pregnant.
Yep.
And I'm not going to tell you what happens at the end.
Because, spoiler alert, we'll leave that to Adam.
Because there is...
He loves to spoil the end of everything.
I won't tell you the spoiler alert. But there was no cheesy ending. And there was no... Although it ended happily, there's no happy ever after. And I've since looked at the film, obviously, because I was like, well, that was fantastic. I really enjoyed
yeah.
it. If you're looking for a kind of a short, slightly sad, but still funny film,
yeah.
go for this. Lots of fantastic female actresses in there, actors even. And it's been nominated and won lots of awards, but they're lots of very indie awards.
Yeah.
And what I found interesting about this, I mean, it did win one award at the Sundance Film Festival, production award. But what I found interesting about it is that it's so female-focused and that it was kind of... All of the awards were very, like, female award for da-da-da, you know, the
okay.
women's film choice.
But to the point where do you think I would be put off by it?
Definitely
is that what you're getting
not.
At? Okay.
No. This is what I'm confused by, because it was written by... All of the team of writers are women.
Yeah.
And I'd say three out of the five main characters are women.
Yeah.
And it's won all these women special awards and a lot of, like, LGBT awards and stuff.
Okay.
Which, even though there is a gay character in there, but I didn't see that I didn't see sexuality in that sense as a particular theme.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just very women focused. And I was just wondering whether just because something is about a woman,
yeah,
and about her body and her sexual life,
yes,
whether that means that should be the focus. So, for example, if it was a film about a man having a one-night stand
yeah.
and the girl got pregnant,
yeah.
it would, you know, there isn't that same...
Well, I think there is films like that, isn't there?
Yeah, but, you know, there aren't the men's awards and all of this stuff.
No, that's
and
true.
And I understand
that's
the
true.
Kind of the positive discrimination behind it, but I just wonder whether all of these things are actual themes that were in the film, this lovely bittersweet comedy at the start, or whether that's been placed on it just because there's not many films like it in the market. For example, Mad Max...
Going over my head.
It's a film, well, the listeners might know what I'm on about. Mad Max is a film where you have a strong female lead,
mm-hmm.
and it's not really a thing.
Called Maxine?
Yep.
Okay.
It's not really a thing in the film that she's a woman. It just doesn't matter. She's just there, and that's what's good about it. But then it obviously gets picked up and heralded as this great feminist work, putting women at the front. But I am always thinking, let's go past that now, where that's not even a thing. And it's just, there is this fantastic woman character in the forefront. Let's not, you know, we don't have to pick up on it, hopefully. And it's a shame that we do, but yeah.
Oh, sorry, it's supposed to be a ding sound effect then. Anyway, basically, what's happened there with that review?
Yeah.
Everything you said, I absolutely agree with.
Yeah.
But because I'm a male.
Yeah.
And we're talking about feminism. But basically, what you've done there is talking about feminism.
Right.
And you're so pro... You're such a feminist that now you're saying we're all equal almost don't mention it. Is that right?
Well, no, I'm not. It's more complex than that.
Okay.
But I think in the world of film, so for example, this film is a comedy. It's almost like if you read a lot of the reviews, it is a little bit going along the kind of, oh, well done, a load of women being able to make something funny.
Yeah.
In the way that Bridesmaids had a bit of that.
Yeah,
because it
definitely.
Was a heavy female cast and everything like that. Well, wow, women can be funny.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying they shouldn't be heralded as feminist works. So Obvious Child is a feminist work because it is about her ideas of termination and whether she should keep it and all this kind of stuff. And it is a feminist film. But using these things as some kind of faux benchmark, I don't know if that's always a good idea. You know,
I'm out of my depth loose.
Just judge people on the performance. Not, it doesn't always have to be enshrouded in their gender just because they're a woman.
I agree with everything you said.
Okay.
How I don't dare say a word.
Why?
Because I just feel it's not my place. And I have found that interesting.
Good.
However, that's not what I expected to happen.
No, neither did I Netflix. When I chose that film. But I thought I was going to watch a silly rom-com. And then I come across this fantastic little gem.
Next week, I think what we'll do some kind of reversal. So I'll watch a critically acclaimed film.
Can I tell you which one to watch?
And I'll tell you which one to watch as well, okay?
Definitely, we'll do that, and then we won't get it wrong.
Right, should we do it now? Should we say what? You tell me what I need to watch next week.
You are going to watch Calvary.
Calvary, right? You texted it to me, so
which
I remember.
Only came out on Netflix a couple months ago.
Okay.
And it came out last year, and it was my film of 2014.
Perfect. You are going to watch a film called She's Out of My League.
Okay.
Yeah, does that sound okay? Starring Jay Baruchel, who's been in this very studio.
Oh, really?
Yes, he has.
That's cool.
And it is a bit indie, but the message in it is one I love.
Okay.
That he can get the girl.
Okay.
Despite appearing to be out of his league.
Keep dreaming, Sam.
What do you mean?
Huh?
No, I just like that the notion of that.
Yeah.
That no matter who you are, you can get who you want.
Yeah.
Leagues are non-existent.
Leagues don't exist. Only if you're the kooky guy of
sport.
The film.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll do that next week. What are we calling it? Netflix review?
Netflix role reversal?
Perfect. More of that next week. We still need to play this One Direction record. Coming up before 8 o'clock.
We have to. We've got no time left. Oh, no.
It's our job. We're the youngsters on the station. We have to play One Direction.
I feel so old and withered in this heat.
First, we'll play this. New from Duke Dumont. It's called Ocean Drive. We're riding down the boulevard.
Yeah.
Christian Montz called Ocean Drive, new from him. And I'm going to say it, I'm going to put my neck online, that's number one record.
Whoa, you always do this and
no,
it never is.
No, I genuinely,
we're
I just
still
think,
playing 99 Souls at the top of the show, who I forgot to thank. Thank you, 99 Souls.
No, but there's a reason for that. They didn't get clearing for the samples used in that record. That's why it's not been released.
It's our own fault, 99 Souls.
For stealing other people's music. But
take my
great.
Thanks away. Well, it was brilliant though.
It's a good record, isn't it? But that, definite future number one, because that will appeal to so many people.
I liked it.
Very 80s.
Yeah.
But sounds still very good now.
Do you like a bit of disco?
We love disco. A bit of disco. Disco is back, Lucy.
Disco's back.
You Yay! Said it. You said it. Right, now, you've moved house. At the top of the show, we talked about it.
I have moved house, and I'm in a lovely flat, which you must come see sometime.
Yes, let's do it.
Hollow invitation.
Hollow invitation? That means you don't want me to come?
It's never going to happen.
Why?
I've known you for over a year now.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this the other day. I've known you well over a year now.
Yeah.
And not once have we socialised outside of
Well, we
football.
Did plan to, didn't we? There was a time when you had a friend who lived very close to where I live.
Okay.
So we thought it would make sense. We thought a curry.
Yeah, but it never happened.
Never materialised. Maybe one Sunday then we could say go out for some food after this.
We could do that.
But what would we talk about? We've spent 2 hours literally talking about everything that goes on in our lives, and then we have to eat a meal. And let me tell you,
just eat in silence. Like, oh, how many poppadoms do you want?
No, but that's what I do anyway. I hate eating out in public.
Do you?
Because
I thought you'd love it.
No.
Interesting.
Hear me out.
You're a weird eater.
This isn't... Well, there is a bit of that, yeah. This isn't where this link was supposed to go, but I am interested in your thoughts on this.
Right.
When you're particularly in a two, be it a couple, be it just you and a friend, there's a particular pressure on you to be talking the whole time.
Yes.
No matter who it is,
yes.
Everyone else in that restaurant needs to see that you two are talking.
Because so if you're in silence, oh, they've had a row.
Exactly.
What have they had a row about? Or, no, we're just eating.
Exactly. You can't get your phone out because they're thinking, oh, he's rude.
Oh, kids today.
Exactly. I just feel that there's too much pressure on me. I'd much rather get a takeaway, take it home, and then I can
and
be
then
silent.
And the telly on.
Exactly.
And chat whilst the telly's on. Yeah, no, I'm with you. You'd fit right in with my friends. We hate talking to each other.
I just can't be doing with it.
Yeah.
Too many people judging me. Do you know what I mean? If I want two starters, I'll have two starters, thank you.
We won't go for a flipping curry after that.
We could have a takeaway, but then that would involve like having to go to one or the other's house.
Which was how this invitation started. You need to come to my nice new flat because
right, okay, we'll do
proper
it.
Proper nice.
I've got to go to Brighton soon.
When I'm in the Isle of Man, stay at my flat.
Oh, is it? Is that
14th,
weekend?
14th, that weekend.
Yes, Friday 14th.
Yeah, that's what
for
I'm
God's sake, it's as if you hate me.
Yeah, plan these weddings, they don't even exist.
But this new flat, right? Tell me about it.
It's a delight. It's the first time I've lived in a flat,
right?
Rather than a house,
okay.
Apart from student halls.
Okay.
So I've got neighbours and everything.
Well, you have neighbours in a house.
Well, yeah, but you don't have to have anything to do with them. Like, your post goes through, like, you know, it's attached houses, sure.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we did introduce ourselves at the start, but none of them were interested.
Okay.
So we're like, fine. And the only time we ever got in contact is when we had a party. We posted a little letter through saying, we're having a party. Sorry about the noise.
Please come. Did you invite them?
We did it the first time. And then we're like, no, we're not inviting them anymore. But what we did, we put my mobile number. So if we were noisy, they'd call me and be like, can you keep it down? Rather than calling and making a complaint and us having to pay a fine.
Yeah, of course.
Thinking about it. But we're in a flat this time, first floor. So there's basement, ground floor and top floor.
Mm-hmm.
All neighbours, apart from the basement, we was just at front door and everything. So, we bump into each other. And the garden's kind of got a communal vibe.
Right, so when you say kind of got, do you mean it belongs to one person, but they're nice enough to let everyone else use it?
This is the thing. There are three levels of patios.
Okay.
We have a level each. I've got the middle one.
Okay. This sounds like an incredible house.
It's amazing. Honestly, you have to see it. It's fantastic. And then the garden is basically like three squares that are slight. They're like massive steps.
Okay.
And we have the middle one.
Right.
So we each have a square each.
But no one's kind
but
of fencing
no,
anything
there's
off.
There's no fence right, okay. or wall. It's all kind of one garden.
Yeah, I understand.
So it's all very communal. And yeah, I'm now at the stage because I've met... So the guy that lives beneath me, I've met him.
Yeah.
He's lovely. He's got a dog. It's a chug.
A what, sorry?
A chihuahua pug.
Right. Literally, they're just inventing new dogs all the time now, aren't they?
Yep. It's a chug and it's called...
They're never going to run out.
It's called Harrison Ford.
Perfect.
Which is fantastic. If you want to follow him on Instagram, he has an Instagram account. And if you type in Harrison Ford Chug, he's on Instagram.
I don't even have an Instagram account.
I don't have an Instagram account.
What is going on?
Isn't it hilarious? So I've met him quite a few times.
The Chug.
The Chug and the Chug's owner.
Okay.
And he's a lovely guy. He's doing our garden for us.
He's what?
He's doing my garden for me.
Are you
me.
Paying him for it?
No, I think it's kind of like a, if I do up your garden, can we use it sort of thing.
Okay, I understand, yes.
Which is fine. And we're like, only if we can use your bit as well. And he's like, okay.
Yeah, I understand.
So it's like, so we're getting a bigger garden and you're doing it up. Okay, I'm perfect. Great with that.
But when you say use it, you mean simply for when you've got friends over?
Yeah.
So you'll say to him, look, I've got a barbecue this weekend. Is that okay?
Yeah, you're right. More than welcome to come by with the Chug, because we love the Chug.
Yeah, the Chug could be like a an opening chat, couldn't it?
Oh, look, it's a Chug. He's called Harrison Ford. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, there's so much you can do with it, because Harrison Ford's been in films, hasn't he?
He has. Well done. Can you name one?
Star Wars.
Yeah, that'll do.
There you go.
But now I'm at the stage, I've met this guy, we've bumped into each other at least five...
The neighbour. Okay.
At least five times.
Right.
And we've spoken.
But you're still calling him just the guy.
Well, I don't want to name him.
What? Oh, so you do know his name?
Of course, yeah, I know his name. Okay. Yeah. Right. I'm just not naming him.
But he'll know who he is.
I just call him Mr. Chug.
Yeah, but he knows who he is if he's listening, because he knows where you live and he knows if he's got a Chug, doesn't he?
I might be another neighbour with a Chug.
Okay. I doubt it, but we'll go along with that charade.
Okay, fine. Stuart.
Yeah.
And it's
strong name. See what?
Isn't that a great name?
Great name.
And now I'm at the stage where it's like, do you become actual friends with your neighbours?
Okay.
Because the next stage would to be like, because he's met my flatmate, and we all really get on, would be like to actually kind of hang out.
Yeah, you'd say, look, Stu, we are watching like 50 Shades of Grey.
Come join in.
Bring the Chug.
I'll bring the sultry voice out. You bring Harrison Ford. It'll be a party.
Okay.
But like, say we were sitting on the balcony.
Yeah.
Having a bottle of Pinot.
Yeah.
Would we be like, come join us, have a glass?
Well, I think if Stuart's just like out there.
Hello.
No, if Stuart's out there, I think you've got to ask him to join you now.
Because with neighbours, I never know whether to become friends. Because what if, say, you do become friends and you don't get on with them, and then it's like a whole thing, that whole, you know the phrase, I'm not going to swear because you don't like it, but the whole don't poop where you eat thing.
Okay, so you think it's kinda like keep neighbours at arm's length.
Well, I don't know, because I always have kept neighbours at arm length because of this very reason, because when I was growing up, I had neighbours I hated.
Right.
So I'm kind of thinking now, like, he seems like a great guy.
Yeah.
But what if it turns out he's not?
So you're suggesting he might come over with Chug in hand, him and Harrison Ford. They're really keen to watch 50 Shades of Grey.
Chug in hand. That's the funniest phrase ever.
He's got what? He's got the dog that's a Chug in his hand. I imagine it's quite small.
It does fit in your hand.
Perfect.
Tiniest dog I've ever seen, Harrison Ford.
So he's saying, yeah, I fancy 50 Shades. I'll bring the Doritos. Have you got a salsa? I'll bring some then if you haven't got it. Perfect. He's come round. It's only a Tuesday.
Yep.
But you're going in.
Yeah.
It's a big night ahead.
Yeah.
Then you get talking.
Yeah.
Post 50 Shades. Right. And he says something that you perhaps disagree with.
Yeah.
Be it about... Because you're big into politics.
Yep.
Something political.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say, because I don't want to kick you kicking off.
You're such a dick.
I don't want to get all political.
You need your little hands.
In here. I've got
it's
my hands
hot enough
up.
In here.
Yeah, please, Lucy, let's not get political on my ass.
Yeah. Or if I said something to him.
Well, there you go. That could be that way. I mean, you're quite inoffensive. There's a compliment in there. Yeah, you are quite inoffensive.
Thanks.
So I imagine it would be him offending you.
Yeah, probably. I'm really easily offended.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that. You are one of those people.
Careful.
Who kicks off.
I'm not like a fighter.
No, but you do like to kick off, don't you?
I do like to kick off a bit.
There's a bit of that in you.
Quite an angry person.
Yeah, deep down inside. But like, on the surface, quite inoffensive. But if someone says the wrong thing,
a snap.
Yeah.
If my hands weren't so sweaty, I'd click to the microphone. But they're drenched in sweat, so it doesn't make a noise.
No, but I'm fine. Anyway, so he says something offensive, and then you're thinking, well, now I can't even say hello to Stuart.
Exactly, and like we bump into each other, or we're in our now like communal garden and stuff like that. And it's like, oh, so do I just keep it at this level?
Like, so this is a good question.
But then every other day, like however often I'm going to see him, it's just going to be the same conversation, which will drive him out. It's, hello, how are you? Oh, how's Harrison Ford? Oh, I hope we weren't too loud the other night. Oh, da 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 da.
See, this is tough.
And then that's just boring.
Is it not
and
happy medium?
What's the happy medium, though? You know what I mean?
Well, maybe you can begin to ask further questions. Don't simply limit it to how are you and how is Harrison Ford.
Hi, morning, yeah, I'll shut the door, that's fine. Which political parties are you voting for?
No, 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 you don't have to go there.
What's your views on sexuality?
No, 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 no. Because obviously they're the type of questions that could potentially lead to answers that you're not going to like.
So what should I ask him?
I don't know. Ask him if he watches football. Ask him who his football team is.
Oh, I'll bring a football out in the garden to have a prop.
There you go.
And I'll be practicing my keepy uppies.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, hey, Stu,
do you play football? Yeah. Does Harrison Ford play for a dog team? I think that's where you go with it.
Interesting.
Okay?
Good. I like that.
Yeah. But don't ask him questions where you potentially won't like the answer. Has he been on holiday this summer? That's what you could ask him. Has he got a nice tan, Stu?
So he doesn't have a tan.
Okay.
No.
Could you ask him about maybe his love life?
He brought it up today, actually, in the garden.
Right, so he's already trying, isn't he?
Because he lives with his girlfriend, which I didn't realise. So there's someone else that lives down there.
What do you mean down there?
Someone beneath my house.
Right. So from what you've said...
Yeah.
I mean, I've got, ladies and gentlemen, who are listening to the show, I've got the pleasure of seeing Lucy's face when she talks. You don't. But what happened there when she said he's got a girlfriend which I didn't know about was almost disappointment. Stuart, if you're listening, I think that's a compliment, mate. Lucy is only speaking to you because she liked either you or Harrison Ford.
I definitely like Harrison Ford.
But she potentially liked Stuart as well.
That's a great chug.
But was the potential that you might like Stuart as well?
I don't know, maybe a little bit.
Right, so this whole conversation we've had...
No!
When you said...
It applies to my other neighbours as well. I just don't know them very well, but my flatmates met my other neighbours. I haven't met them
right,
yet.
Okay.
And I want to know, like, do you go do the whole introduction thing, or...
No, but what you're saying is, though... When you say, do I poo where I eat?
That is not what I was getting at.
Do I go out with my neighbour?
Do you go out with your neighbour, though? But he's got a girlfriend, so it doesn't even matter anymore.
Which, you haven't even met her and you hate her, bless her.
Wasting my time.
But this thing, you probably shouldn't have tried to crack on with Stuart.
I didn't crack on!
I know, but you were asking me if it's okay.
I was going to ask your permission to crack on. But
why do I need to give permission?
I don't know, because you're, like, quite... When it comes to romance...
I'm inept, I am inept at any form of romance.
I was trying to be polite, Wesley.
I am. Like, there's no good taking advice from me.
You're very different to me.
In what sense?
In that you're more...
What? Useless?
Sensible.
Sensible. No, I don't think
you're
sensible.
You're not as foolhardy as me.
What does that mean?
In that I kind of get myself into situations, I'm like, oh no, what have I done? Whereas you're quite sensible about romance. You're not coming in here every week with your latest heartache.
Yeah, but I don't think that's for want of trying. I genuinely don't. I think if I could be foolhardy like you, Luce, I probably would. But for whatever reason, it's just not working. I ask myself this question most weeks. Sam, why aren't you foolhardy like Lucy? And then the other part of me goes, oh, Sam, it's just not for you. So, but, yeah, if you could teach me to be foolhardy, that'd be great.
I mean, my neighbours are really annoying me, though. There are skateboards left outside my door and I keep tripping over them.
Right, so that's... Maybe you should say to Stuart, because I assume that's not Stuart's skateboard, is it not?
No, it's not. It's the guys that live upstairs.
Right, so that's your small talk, Luce.
Mm.
Don't try and crack on.
I don't want to crack on.
Instead, just be like, oh, there's lads upstairs with their skateboards.
This is so unfair. Stuart, if you're listening, I didn't want to crack on. I just like your dog.
Yeah, but you don't like his girlfriend.
I haven't met her.
I know, bless her. Poor thing.
Nah.
Is that neighbour chat out of the way?
Yeah.
Okay,
Can I get a chug?
You can.
Can we have a FUBAR office chug?
My other workplace has a pug, office pug.
Shut up.
No, real talk.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah.
What? That's so cool.
Yeah, people take it for taking... It's like, it's a job. It's
someone's job to go take the pug.
No, it's not. Someone's not employed to do that. But what I mean is, it is a job that's on the rotor and people have to take in turns to walk the pug.
You're not really a dog person, are you?
I've just had a puppy, my mum and dad have.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's quite nice.
You're not too fussed, are you?
No, I am now because it's like part of the family, isn't it? So if anything, I am over-fussed and feel quite upset that I'm not going to see it grow up.
What's the work pug called? Is it called a cool name like Harrison Ford?
Oh, its name escapes me. It's not.
What? You don't even.
It's
know?
Not really in my department, if that makes sense. Like
it's
I'm not on
the
rotor.
It's in the canine department.
No, no, it's in the club department.
Okay.
Can I say that?
Club pug.
It's the club pug, and which means I'm not on the rotor. But
you're
I know
not in the club department.
I'm not in the club department. No. But anyway, we're saying too much about my other workplace. It's fine. We aren't going to promote them.
Sorry, the
we'll
heat's
leave it
getting
there.
To us a bit.
It is getting way
I'm
too...
I'm sorry.
I wanted to offer you
I'm
some
really sorry,
kind
God.
Of resolution to this neighbour thing.
Well, like, with my other neighbours, do I go introduce myself and, like, make a whole thing, or do I just get on with it and ignore them?
This is tough because since moving out of my parents' house, I've had no relationship with any neighbours. However...
Which is seems to be the normal thing, especially for people of our age. But I'm not sure if I like that. But then, again, do I want to make friends with them and the risk of it becoming awkward and stuff and just being like, oh, no, I don't really want to hang out with you. And they're like, oh, do you want to come round for dinner? And they're like,
you don't want
no.
To, you don't want to be the Flanders.
Yeah. Or vice versa. I could be like, hey, guys, do you want to come round? And they're like, no, thank you. We are good.
See...
You know what I mean? Is it worth the risk is what I'm getting at.
My... parents live in a kind of like a cul-de-sac, right?
Okay.
Which means everybody in that cul-de-sac very, very close. Which has many, many pros. The pros absolutely outweigh the cons. But let me tell you, there is some cons. There is.
Yep.
Like, as a teenager, I didn't get away with a thing. Because
imagine.
If my parents didn't see it, there was six beady eyes that might.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. So maybe bear that in mind when you do try and crack on with Stu.
Oh my God!
That the skateboarding neighbours will rat you out to his girlfriend.
I hate
happen.
You!
I'm just saying it might happen.
Right? I hate you!
Sorry.
Why'd you do this to me?
Do you know what? We've not... I don't know how it's happened, but this is the end of the show. We've literally talked about nothing for 2 hours. I wanted to play a new One Direction... In fact, we'll finish with One Direction
We're
record.
Not finished! You can't just wind me up like that and then finish with One Direction.
Why?
Oh, you're so annoying.
I was going to read you loads of reviews about the One Direction single, but... Why? Because obviously it's going to be good one day. So given, they may be minus Zayn, but Zayn did give his approval. Have you seen this tweet?
No,
he tweeted,
he say?
So proud of my lads, sick tune, is I believe what he said.
Well, if Zayn says it's a sick tune, then
it must be
true.
Exactly. Lucy, thank you, mate. Are we here next week? It's been good.
Here next week.
Okay, my pleasure. No, it's your pleasure, really. But
right.
I'll see you this time
Cookie.
Next week. I don't know who's next, but we'll finish in One Direction.
I miss Zayn.
It's called Drag Me Down, this. Brand new from them. It's kind of reggae vibes, if you like that.
I've got fire for a heart. I'm not scared of the dark. You've never seen it look so easy. I got a river for a soul. And baby, you're a boat. Baby, you're my only reason. If I didn't have you, there would be nothing left. The shell of a man that could never be his best. If I didn't have you, I'd never see the sun. It's hard me. By me when no one else was ever behind me. All these lights, they can't blind me. With your love, nobody can drag me. All my life, you stood by me when no one else was ever behind me. All these lights, they can't blind me. With your love, nobody can drag me down. Ever behind me, all these lights, they can't blind me. With your love, nobody can drag me down. My